is another story of Oki dreams that still continue from the other team. Who did the weaving among Tableau people of that day? Was it man or woman? Many people would like to know the answer to that question. For weaving in the Pueblo today is usually done by man, while Navajo weave or woman. Most Indian would not think it proper for a straight man to teach a woman. So students have wondered how the Navajo woman learned. Perhaps they did it by marrying the weavers. There must have been many marriages in the 50 years when Navajo and Pueblo lived side by side. We can imagine that a skilled weaver might have married into some Navajo clan when he wanted to teach his art to his children. He might have found that his son were not really for such indoor work. So he taught his daughter instead. Besides, we might remember that two kinds of loom were used in these days, as they are still. One is the blanket loom, an upright frame. Four or five feet wide and equally high. This makes blanket and shawl, and among the Navajo it always used by man and woman. Another is known as the belt loom and is often used by women. Navajo women use both, so perhaps they found both male and female teach among their neighbor in the tall house. All we can say with certainty is that there they did instead learn this complicated art, which require much time and teaching. And we can say that the first Navajo blanket, of which we know another or so like these of the Pueblo, that one can be mistaken for the others. We know from Spanish record that during the 50 years when Navajo and Pablo were living together. The group was already weaving clothes for trade. Parties of Spanish war and money went into the country from time to time, and they report the Indians were weaving black wool cloth from the wool of black sheep, which they treat in the Rio Grande Pablo. Also, they treat buckskin and the basket water bottle prints with pinion gum, which is some Navajo make that water bottle to this day. This trait met the Navajo and the visitors were living peacefully, at least so far as Pablo and Spanish were concerned. In the early days, the people of old Navajo land made some rooms, and some Spanish soldiers and volunteers went out to punish them. Later, they peacefully and friendly. Spanish protector described the little house of stone, clay and timber on the mesa top. They said the Indian there had some flock of sheep and a few horses, with even some cattle. They talked about little garden in the valley where corn, beans, squash, and watermelon were planted so they could get a run out of summer rains. As for clothing, the Spanish said that these Indians dressed like the one in the Rio Grande Pablo. That meant buckskin for the man and black woolen dress for the woman. Perhaps the Spanish visitor, who all men did not look very closely at the woman's dress. True, the Navajo wore black clothes made from the wool of black sheep. But when Pablo women used such clothes, they make one narrow blanket, which was wrapped around woman's body, fastened on the right shoulder and high around the waist with a hitch. Navajo women did not care for such tight dress, or perhaps they were used to buckskin dress made of skin fastened at the shoulder and hanging down from the back. They make their wool dress in some way of two blankets fastened on the shoulder. The Navajo woman custom for all of 200 years. The Spanish accounts say also that these Navajo Pueblo people, Warren Moxon, thought they did not tell what these looked like. Perhaps they were buckskin, light in kind, worn by both group now. We have a fairly clear custom of how the Navajo were living in the canyon of old Navajo in the early days. They were close to Pueblo people. They were married them to learn from them. Yet they were not becoming Pueblo people themselves. They had found out how to build stone walls, to make paint pottery, to weave, and to wear woven clothes. Yet they were keeping to their old hogan with a circular shape. They were still making their own pottery. The Navajo were learning these things. Such look much useful, just as they had done to the present day. Among the most important of all the new practices were the care of sheep. Perhaps the Pueblo had been told some time about this by their Spanish master, and perhaps they passed their line on to the Navajo. Still, the Navajo people had ways of living. Such were different from these of Pueblo and Spanish. So their sheep herding had to be suited to their own popular habit. Much of it must have been worked out for themselves as necessity arose, and they had followed the same practice almost to this day. Their little lone leg sheep were used to walk, long walk, after grass and water. But even these would not be had everywhere. In spring and early summer, before the rains, the lowland of Navajo country seemed complete dry up. Sheep had to be drawn to the hill where meadows were kept green by mountain spring. In winter, snow covered the mountain meadows, and sheep and people had to leave. However, snow had been one of the blessing prayer for by both Pueblo and Navajo. For its mountain stream run into the plain and provide a little growth all winter. So sheepmen still go to the mountain in summer, to the plain in winter, even in spring. To